There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, and you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we will come back to a discussion we began in the last hour, which is about appealing to people's emotions when explaining the ideas of liberty to them. A story that Cecilyn brought in here tonight, Ian Cecilyn and Cantwell in the studio. But we're going to go back to your phone calls first here. Plus, coming up, the Ashley Madison data analysis suggests it was a bunch of dudes talking to each other, which shouldn't really be a surprise. Let's go first, though, to Armed Truth calling from Virginia. You're on Free Talk, calling from California about Virginia. Go ahead, Armed Truth.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome.
Hey, yeah, I'm just calling. I don't know if you guys had heard the press conference earlier with the father of, I forget the girl's name, Amber or something like that. I think that was killed.
Allison.
You know, Allison.
Is this the TV
you.
Reporter who was shot?
Yeah,
to
I believe
death?
Her name is Allison Park or
and
Parker.
Yeah, she the cameraman.
Correct. And it was the father of the girl, the reporter.
Okay.
And, I was just in the car driving, and the press release came on him talking, and probably within a minute of him speaking, you know, his daughter had been shot to death 2 days ago. He went on like a 10-minute whole gun, you know, speech about how guns are bad, claiming, you know, it was the weirdest thing I've ever heard from a father's child just died. All of a sudden, he's pitching about politicians and reporters need to strike down the NRA. How. Started going into machine gun weapons when his daughter was killed by a handgun.
Yep.
And it was very, very political. And lo and behold, I find out he is, at the end, he talks about how he is a politician. He knows all these big politicians.
Oh, okay.
And it seemed very, very out of place for, you know, this wasn't a week or 2 weeks after his daughter had died. This was 2 days. And it just seemed like it was almost not written out, but a very calculated speech by him about how we need more gun control. And then he went on about gun control, and then at the end he goes, well, I need to go now and I need a gun, and talks about how, well, he needs a gun, but other people shouldn't have guns.
What?
And it was the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
These anti-gun scumbags can't even wait for the bodies to hit the floor. Every single time they do this, the bodies aren't even cold yet, and they're like, we gotta take everybody's guns. We gotta take everybody's guns, because this guy was a crazy person. And I'm like, hey, maybe you should start dealing with your social justice warrior lunatic friends. That guy was a maniac, okay?
The killer?
He was obsessed with race and sexuality. He was just constantly saying that it's just racism and homophobia was just everywhere. He was a paranoid, deranged lunatic. And by the way, there was no gun control law short of an outright ban on buying firearms for anyone that would have prevented him from getting a gun.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have a criminal record. Yeah. He did not have a criminal record. He bought the gun like 2 months ago.
That's right.
So any sort of like handgun waiting ban thing, that wouldn't have done anything for it. There's no background check would have stopped him from doing it. He passed the federal background check. It's complete nonsense. The only thing that they could be saying is that nobody can buy guns. That's the only thing that would have perceivably stopped him from having that weapon in that place. And of course, that doesn't stop there from being black markets. These people are scum. This guy's a politician. You know what? You're a piece of garbage, Mr. Politician, Mr. Park, because you know what? Your daughter is dead, and the first thing that you wanted to go to was to advance your political career.
That's
are the scum of the earth.
Oh, I completely agree with you, Cantwell. And that's exactly how it sounded, too, that he was advancing his career. He started naming off all these politician people he knows, and, oh, I'm a, you know, bureaucrat and everything. And it's funny that you said about the, you know, the guy bought it legally, because a reporter said that immediately. He said, you know, what gun control laws were broken? And he kind of, well, you know, he was crazy. It showed he was crazy. And so he passed a background check, you know. And, well, there were signs. There were signs. And it's kind of like, well, any person who has and is disgruntled at work is now banned from having a weapon. You know, crazy people are crazy.
This guy, wasn't it like 2 years after he got fired? I mean, he was out of that job for a long time, too. It wasn't like this was some sort of next day shooting.
You know what they should have done? They should have charged the guy with a felony when he filed frivolous lawsuits against his coworkers. That's what should have happened. And then he'd have been a convicted felon and he wouldn't have gotten a gun. But no, that'd be politically incorrect. We've got to let this guy file false accusations of racism and homophobia and Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaints. And they're completely frivolous and everybody knows that he's a liar, but never have any consequences for him.
Didn't he claim in his manifesto, which I haven't read the full 20
pages.
Nobody
has. It hasn't been released.
Right. I looked for it. I couldn't find it. But didn't he claim in that manifesto that he had been the company that he'd worked for settled that suit?
There was a previous company he worked for that settled a suit. The complaints against WDBJ were
kicked out.
Yeah, those were dismissed as frivolous. And he had a long history of this. It's all over the place.
Arm Truth, anything else you want to share on this?
Yeah, no, I think you guys did, you know, saying exactly, you know, what's going on. And, it's just, I don't know, it just baffles me that someone could do that right after, you know, their child had died.
Well, to the discussion about appealing to people's emotions. I mean, this is a time, yeah, you're right, it's totally cold that this guy could do that so quickly thereafter, I think. But, you know, he is appealing to people's emotions, and this is a way to advance the gun control agenda. And that's why they jump on this so
quickly. It's
the
only way to advance the gun control agenda, because the data doesn't match up.
Right.
You can't go and say, well, here's the statistics that prove that we're all going to be safer once the guns are gone, because that's a factual inaccuracy, right? You have to say, we're the children, my daughter got shot, now we have to take guns away from the scary black guy. And it's complete nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what it boils down to is, you know, crazy people are crazy people. And I did, like, some research in college. And, you know, there were mass school killings in the late 1800s by guys with knives and stuff. You know, crazy people do crazy things. And you're never going to be able to stop it. And the larger the population is, that small percentage will, you know, grow. And, you know, you're never going to be able to stop it. Obviously, if they banned all weapons, if you're that crazy, you'll find a weapon or... You know, you'll stab someone, you'll blow yourself up.
They're not going to ban all weapons. They can't do it. The cat's out of the bag. There are hundreds of millions of guns in the United States, and it seems very unlikely that, you know, anybody is going to be turning in 300 million guns.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Some people will do it if they're told to, but a lot of people are going to bury them or
you come
whatever.
For the guns, you can leave with the bullets.
Thanks, Armed Truth. Yeah. Appreciate the call tonight. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So appealing to people's emotions works, and there's no doubt about that. And that's kind of coming back around to the discussion that we were having briefly in the last hour. Story from Lauren Rumpler, an editorial from Lauren Rumpler appearing at thenewsdoctors.com. According to her piece here, she says that, she says that you can't use logic to convert a person whose ideas are based on emotion. So we need to fight emotion with emotion. And the strongest emotion of all is people's desire to have their weirdness accepted. I don't know about that.
She's about to go off the rails here.
Okay.
I'll give you a spoiler alert. She's going off the rails.
Because I was with her up until that sentence there. I mean, I was, you know, I like the idea of appealing to emotions. That is something that you're going to have to do to really get the ideas of freedom out there effectively.
Yeah, what she's essentially saying here is what libertarian needs is more freaks and weirdos than we already have.
You know, I really don't need my weirdness to be accepted. I'm perfectly fine with my weirdness and nobody accepting it.
Right.
You know, as long as you don't kill me, I'm cool with that.
You know, and emotions are not a weird thing, right?
No, they're not.
Like, I don't know why we need to go after weirdos just to use emotion in our arguments, right? It seems like a silly thing. Like, okay, now, in order to use emotion, we've got to go after the strangest people we could possibly find and invite them into our little political cult and have them all come up to New Hampshire and just make us look even weirder than we already are.
It was not the things that Morpheus said to Neo, she writes, that made him wake up to the reality of the existence of the Matrix. It was the experience he had after taking the red pill that made him see the truth, that he was strapped into a machine and part of its function It was the experience and joy that being free from that link that brought Neo to fight for the power to sustain the freedom he found.
Now,
the truth is,
I will say that having the experience of living in a liberty community is amazing. That experience is amazing, and I think that's a great way to show people how to open them up, you know, maybe a little bit liberty-oriented, come to a Pork Fest, come to a Liberty Forum, and see the community that's here. I think that's pretty good, but it's not the only way.
It tends to be an accepting community in general, but not across the board. The toll-free number here
is the craziest thing I've ever heard you say.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Like I said, not across the board. Cantwell, this is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated in someone who's your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can join us here toll-free at 855-453, whether it's gun control or appealing to the ideas or appealing to people's emotions to spread the ideas of freedom. You can join us here, 855-453. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Cantwell.
And you can check out more of Cecilyn on the Facebooks, right?
That's on the Facebooks.
Facebook page, Cecilyn the Entertainer, or is it just Cecilyn?
Just Cecilyn.
Okay, very good. So if you want
but
more,
I am an entertainer.
If you want more Cecilyn, do that. And, of course, ChristopherCantwell.com for more Chris. Our toll-free number here tonight again, 855-453. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll talk more about appealing to people's emotions and such here in a moment. Straight Razor is first up, though. Listening in Texas to LRN.FM. Hello, Straight Razor.
Hello, good evening. So I called in about gun control, but first off, one problem with recruiting a bunch of people who use mainly emotion as your force for good, I guess, is the one way of saying it. The problem with them is they tend to spin like a top because they're only driven by that emotion. So what happens when somebody steps in and appeals to that emotion better and all of a sudden they're changing back and forth? It doesn't really look good for...
I want to say to you, sir, thank you very much, because that's probably the most important analysis that you could give of this,
but,
that they are volatile. And, you know, when you have radical ideologues who are, you know, fused with reason and emotional, reason and emotion, you know, you can have very good things with that. But when somebody's entirely a libertarian based on emotion, they are so susceptible to all this lefty social justice warrior nonsense that I think
is so
terrible.
I can see where you're coming from there, but could you reel somebody in with emotion and then explain the logic behind it?
I think you certainly could try, but it might not go so well, right? I mean, if people are entirely driven by their emotions, they are terrible at reasoning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
if somebody is,
but it's not
the best example of this. The most recent example of this is, and don't get me wrong, I'm not pulling for Trump, but whenever he had his press conference and somebody interrupted. And the analysis from MSNBC, which we all know is a joke, was, well, yeah, the guy spoke out of turn, but it felt like we were removing a press member. So you had the logical analysis, but then her emotion immediately overrode that logical analysis and turned it back into they're so evil because it felt like they were evil.
Hmm.
So,
yeah, I see where you're coming from.
But as far as the gun control thing goes, people are going to do what they're going to do. I hate to break it to a lot of people, but really a firearm is not the best tool to use for mass murder. Bombs and fire and a whole myriad of other things are a lot better at accomplishing killing a lot of people. So,
well, you know what? That's why I think that we need to start a movement to ban fire. You know, I mean, mankind's discovery of fire was really
the beginning of the end.
It was the beginning of the end, no question about it.
What about the wheel, man? Just not just fire, but the wheel.
Cars kill a lot of us cars, too. And that's now, you know, people are dying all over the street, blood drenched pavement,
polluting the air. I mean, just awful.
I think we need to limit the access to fire by just banning gasoline. That would be a lot easier.
That's basically what the Democrats want to do at this point, isn't it? When you hear all this global warming nonsense, that's what they're aiming for.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter what you do. People are going to act on what they act on, and they will find a way to accomplish their goals. This gentleman could have just as easily killed all three of these people with a large knife.
That's true, and or built a bomb with any manner of easily accessible, common store-bought chemicals, right? So,
right,
I mean, you can
like
ban guns, you can ban knives, but you can't ban bleach or whatever the hell, fertilizer, various different things that, you know, you can use to make. I don't know what you can use to make bombs. I've never done that.
Well, exactly.
But
you never browsed the Anarchist Cookbook?
Oh, I've browsed the cookbook. That doesn't mean I've tried any of the recipes.
Okay.
Well, you don't even have to do that. Go to Home Depot, and you can buy some fairly powerful acids that if you throw on somebody, you're really going to mess them up. So
I'll do that right after the show.
I have no want of any of this.
What's that?
Burning people with acid or fire or harming people in general.
Certainly not. But some people do, and they're crazy. And I think Straight Razor's point is solid, that no matter what you try to ban, the psychopaths out there are going to find a way to damage other humans.
Exactly. And when those psychopaths run up with a bunch of acid that they bought at the Home Depot, it'd be nice if you had a firearm on your hip to kill him before he throws it in your face.
Thank you for the call tonight, Straight Razor. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Socrates in Nashua, New Hampshire on Skype. Socrates, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Cecilin and Cantwell.
I believe we saw the problem 2,000 years ago on the trial and death of Socrates was an illustration through a man's sacrifice to illustrate the problem of an emotional appeal to try to dictate where society should go. And instead, taking a stand for logic and reason has lasted 2,000 years where the only person we know that was inside the trial itself was Socrates himself. That is much more far-lasting and, I would say, trend-setting than any type of emotional appeal you can do to deceive somebody that's not intelligent in the first place.
Yeah, this go ahead.
Well, it just goes down to, like, I wanted to bring it back, that there's, I do have a big problem with trying to persuade somebody through use of pathos appeals, which are inherently persuasive, but logically inconsistent. They're not valid paths to finding the truth. If you want to actually convince somebody and persuade them, there's actually a method for intellectual growth. You get somebody one-on-one, and you do a Socratic question to undercut this, try to uncover their underlying beliefs, and maybe see that they can find a contradiction. Just today, I had a global warming guy that screens global warming denier. So I decided to actually just give him a call, right? In about 20 minutes, I turned this guy from lambasting me, calling me, a right-wing conspiracy theorist, to somebody that actually looked at the data after I sent him a data set and reconsidered his position on the thing. That shows character. That shows intellectual growth. And that shows human potential. I have a big problem with this article.
I agree with you that this sort of if you're appealing to their emotions and there's not reason infused into it, then it's fundamentally going to be a useless thing. But at the same time, I don't think that most people analyze data sets when you send them to them. Mm-hmm. Just like, hey, here is the correct information so that you can make yourself more informed. Very few people respond to that.
Well, you can also just pull up another data set that has different information, right? Because, whoever's doing the study can mold and sculpt the results based on the questions they ask or the way they, put the data out there or interpret the data or whatever. So, this dueling studies thing never works out.
I just try to use the source that he used and was able to read the results from the exact source that he picked. But I said, why don't we actually look at the underlying data points that make up this conclusion? And then he was able to, from his own graph, from his own numbers, be able to see, oh, wait, I can't make this conclusion. So being able to at least identify them, it was at least a step in the right direction.
It's a very rare thing that you're describing.
And most people just say that they I don't have time for this.
That's true. Everybody's busy. Thanks, Socrates, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. You can contact us there, get on the radio, talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. Is there value in appealing to emotion? I think it's been an interesting discussion that we've had thus far, and we'll continue it. Also, I want you to know there's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you and I who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that is sweeping the nation, and you should be a part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. So drop on by libertyhealthshare.org to get started, learn more, libertyhealthshare.org, or call them toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's libertyhealthshare.org at 855-58-LIBERTY. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Cantwell.
So we just had Socrates on the line a moment ago talking about appealing to people based on logic versus emotion, and that you know, you need to have logic behind whatever the emotional appeal is if it's going to have any kind of staying value to folks. And you know, I think that seems right on to me. I mean, you can't just expect an appeal to emotion to convince somebody of the ideas of liberty from a principled basis.
Yeah, I mean, what the words that Socrates brought up were pathos and logos, right? And these are words that are references to pathos is the appeal to a person's emotions. Logos is where the word logic derives from. Okay, mm-hmm. And if you read like Aristotle's On Rhetoric, he talks about ethos, pathos, and logos. And ethos is like an appeal to authority, right? We say, so he was talking about, he had given some global warming fanatic some data set and got the person to reconsider their position because he had the data. Now, that's incredibly unusual, right?
Because what he pointed out and clarified was that he gave the person their own data back at them in a different way to look at it.
But it usually doesn't matter because they're actually not thinking about it. Right. What they're responding to is this emotional argument that they've been giving that if we don't all, you know, they're being guilted into believing that they're destroying the planet and going to make this world so hostile to life that it will cause us to go extinct, which is nonsense. But of course, it makes people freak out, right? People don't like feeling responsible for the extinction of all life on Earth. And so that's a pretty powerful guilting tool. And normally what you would do when you give them whatever the data is, whether it's their own data set or something else, what they will then do is beyond their little emotional thing, they'll go to the ethos and they will go to the appeal to authority, and they will say, oh, well, there's a 97% consensus amongst UN climate change experts that climate change is happening. So all these people whose job it is to say that there's climate change and that it's anthropogenic human cause, the people whose job it is to say that, they say that, and so that means that you're wrong. And so it's completely useless. I got I don't know if we don't have time to read the whole thing, but I love this article by Murray Rothbard. It's titled "Do You Hate the State?" And he's talking about, so you've got like David Friedman's Machinery of Freedom, and Murray Rothbard's,
it's a tough book for me to read. It was really kind of a dull book.
Yeah, and the idea behind it, now, you know, if you can get through the book, I mean, Friedman's talking about some really sensible stuff, right? But he's talking about this, and everything is just some arid cost benefit calculation, as Rothbard put it. Okay, and it's good, like, logical information, but it's certainly not like a thrilling read, and it's not it's not the most convincing of things for you to read. Whereas if you read Rothbard's For a New Liberty, it's emotionally charged, and there's logic
and
in it, right? So that's really the thing. That's what I talk about, like, radicalism. It's that fusion of reason and emotion, right? Mm-hmm. If you've got people who are coming and calling themselves libertarians just because they've had this emotional, you know, manipulation thrown at them, and there's nothing else behind it, well, then you're going to end up with Antonio Buellers. You're going to end up with I can't believe that her name escapes me.
Yeah,
right,
the names don't matter.
So, but you're going to end up with these social justice warrior fanatics who are fundamentally not libertarians. They're just like, oh, well, I got really into this thing, and now I'm into this other thing, and now I'm into this other thing.
Kathy Reisenwitz.
There's Kathy Reisenwitz and. I am absolutely Cassandra Fairbanks, right? So, like, you know, this one, she's down there and, you know, she's on Anarchast talking about she became an anarcho-capitalist because she was an anarcho-communist, but then her anarcho-communist friends were making fun of her because she had a very expensive shoe collection. And I'm like, well, you know, like communism plus shoes does not a capitalist make, psychopath. What the hell's wrong with you? And so, you know, this is happening in libertarianism. The idea that Lauren's making here is that, like, libertarians are not using emotion enough, and I would say that they've used it entirely too much. We are surrounded by people who have no philosophical grounding whatsoever, and we're in ground zero of Libertarian 101. And we're surrounded by these people who have no philosophical grounding, who have not studied economics, and have no idea what they're talking about. This is toxic. It's not good for the movement, and I think that she's way off base.
Well, let me continue with her story here, or her editorial piece from thenewsdoctors.com. Where she starts out by saying she needs to fight emotion, or libertarians need to fight emotion with emotion, but then goes on to claim that the strongest emotion is people's desire to have their weirdness accepted. And I don't agree with that at all, but let's go on here. She says, the truth is, too many people in the community are focused on trying to introduce liberty to people with their words, but freedom is not just an idea, something that can be entirely communicated. It is more than that. It is an experience. People store their individuality away in a dark closet, in a dark room, most of the time. They're afraid that the world can't accept their weirdness, and the Liberty Movement's ability to accept anyone's weirdness is what makes the movement so endearing. At Porkfest, which is the yearly camping festival that the Free State Project throws here in New Hampshire, she says, I can be anyone I want. And she says, at Liberty Forum, which is another yearly gathering here, I can give talks on Satanism, if that's my thing. At Liberty Fest, I can cheer for a cause and have a lot of other people in the room cheering with me. She says, do you know why this is so effective? Because people want to bring their weirdness out of the dark closet and shed light on it.
Because that's what liberty needs, is more Satan worship.
Because people want to be accepted. What I'm reading here is that people just want to be accepted. And that's great. That's great if that's something that's important to you. But I shouldn't have to accept everybody for everything. And because you have emotions and feels, that's great. But I shouldn't have to necessarily deal with that. I mean, as long as you're not a terrible person and you're trying to kill me, I probably won't hate you. But, I mean, if your weirdness is you like to lick animals while you dance around in Jell-O, I'm probably not going to want to be around you.
Yeah,
that's
not
okay.
Not going to be in the room for that.
This goes back to what I was saying about the cultural libertarian stuff. Libertarianism is not a synonym for inclusivity. That's nonsense, right? The idea, I do believe, like, we can sort of build communities around this simple idea of let's not initiate force against each other. But once that happens, people are going to start sectioning off. Let's
they
just
do.
Deal with it, right?
It's
so
true.
You're going to have people, you know, whether it's a taste in music or whether it's, you know, sexual proclivities or whatever it is,
yep.
People are going to start sectioning off, and that's going to happen. The idea that we need to appeal to people's emotions and say, hey, whatever lunatic behavior that you're dealing with, as long as it's not violent, you'll have a whole bunch of friends over here, is nonsense.
She says they want to be proud of it, and she writes proud of it in all caps. And being proud of individuality is the only thing that's ever going to bring about liberty. Well, I don't know about that either. how being proud of individuality is going to end the state?
And individuality, by the way, is not synonymous with being a weirdo, okay? Like, you don't have to go out of your way to just do completely odd things in order to separate yourself from other people. Like, mm-hmm. You could be a normal human being and still be an individual, right? Like, we can participate in, like, normal activities. We don't have to be like, I don't know, all this stuff is just too, it's collectivist because a lot of people are doing it, so I'm going to go off on the rails here, and I'm going to go do something completely ridiculous, and I'm going to say, look at how individualistic I am, and it's nonsense.
You want to join us here? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is Lauren Rumpler onto something here, or is this a bunch of poppycock?
This is a poppycock.
Poppycock.
Yeah, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I'm not saying don't let your freak flag fly. I mean, by all means, do, if that's what you feel so called to do. But don't think you're going to destroy the state just because you've decided to, you know, come out of the closet because you like to do X, Y, or Z. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times, $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username for you to join us is lrn.fm, so feel free to do that, because usually you will sound a lot better when you call on Skype. Bitcoinist is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. It's Bitcoinist.net. So the word Bitcoin and IST, Bitcoinist.net. Over there, they've got a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They're covering fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. So go and enjoy Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Tom, listening in Baltimore, Maryland, online. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And there's a lady here, too.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Don't call me ma'am. That's just offensive.
Anyway, go ahead with your point. Or whatever.
I missed a lot of the show tonight. If I could ask you guys, the coast over here has been down with the internet, and at times it's up, but very intermittent.
The coast has been down? I missed what you said there. The what?
The coast, as far as the internet. It was reported yesterday it was a major blackout, that the net went down for a large part of the day.
So what you're saying is in Baltimore, or in your area of Baltimore, there's internet outages?
Yes.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know that stock trading, telephonically, mostly, which utilizes the internet, was down for part of the day. That was reported.
Now, are you saying that the entirety of your area was down, or just your internet service provider? Because usually when
that's what I'm asking. I don't know if it's the entire area. It was reported that it
I
was.
Suspect it is just your provider. There are, usually these internet service providers have outages due to various different factors. You know, some sort of piece of equipment goes bad or some kind of power outage somewhere or whatever. But usually they'll get it fixed. And is it still out or has it been remedied?
It's been intermittent, actually, for the past 3 days.
I think you need to call your ISP. I just searched for internet outage Maryland, and I'm not seeing like headlines about this.
You should call your tech support department and see what the heck's going on. It could just very well be your own line, or have you received similar reports from others?
Well, it's tech support live 855-453.
It's been reported both on television and on the radio. That's
Have you tried turning it off and then back on?
Did you push and hold the reset button in the back?
Anyway,
try deleting your cookies.
let me get to my point. I like this new guy, by the way. Where he's going with his logic is beautiful and very true. If he expands that out and takes it to its logical conclusion, I think he'll find himself in territory that it gets a little hanky. Where would it go from the separation once you decide to be peaceful with your fellow man? I'm just interested in hearing where you're going to take this. I think I know where it ends up. I don't know if you do.
I'm a little confused. I'm not sure I understand your question, pal.
Well, you were talking about if you're going to approach your fellow man in a nonviolent way, decide to be peaceful, people would end up segregating themselves. And he didn't take it any further.
What he was talking about was the liberty movement in general. The movement grows.
Yeah.
There will be different schisms within it and different subgroups that are sort of become present.
Yeah, maybe I should explain my experience a little bit better, and maybe that'll make a little
and
bit more
Tom,
sense.
Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
We are in New Hampshire, and there's a concerted effort. Some people refer to it as the Free State Project. I have no use for that corporation. But, we are involved in a political migration where people are coming to this state in order to change the society. And what happens is we have some political ideas which we loosely agree on, but then we're coming together and we're trying to live in, confined spaces with each other, and there are personality conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
And these are not, we cannot all be friends. We cannot really all act as members of a singular community. And so there are these schisms and divisions, and people go off in their own directions. And I don't think there's anything like inherently wrong about that. The only alternative to that I could possibly tolerate is if everybody agreed with me on everything. So short of that, you're going to have people be rejecting of other people's ideas and social behaviors and whatnot, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think that there is nothing wrong with that. But unfortunately, there are people that are sort of on the outside looking in who get dissuaded by the schisms, and there's really nothing we can do about that. There are certain people who will say, oh, you Free Staters, or you New Hampshire activists, there's all this drama up there. I'm not coming anywhere where there's drama.
Yeah, go try to get involved with the Republican or Democratic parties and see if there's not some drama in there. The entire political system is set up around infighting. The whole entire point of a primary is for candidates to fight each other to decide who gets to go on to fight the other guy. Everything about this is arguments, and I can't believe that libertarians can't see that.
That and where they're coming from, like you said, when you come from Florida, there were what, like 8 people that would come to your Liberty meetup?
Yeah, maybe.
So they're not used to there being enough people for there to be actual groups and divisions. And it doesn't mean that anyone's opinion is any less valid or anything, or that we're not working towards the same goal of reducing the size and scope of the government. I would prefer one day for it just to be gone.
Sure.
But we just don't get along personality-wise. And, okay, well, and I don't really like each other, but we're able to coexist on a show right now.
That's what I love. People with big enough people to be able to put a disagreement aside.
Okay, and, well, and I are big enough people.
Yeah, and, just get a job done, whatever that activism or whatever that thing in the moment is. And I think we do have a lot of those people here, but there are people who will get bogged down in petty matters. And it's just the reality of people. It's just that, you know, any group that gets larger than 20, you're going to start to see schisms and splits and disagreements and things like that. And 20 may be a little on the high side.
Yeah, and this is where the article goes wrong in my book, because she's like, people just want to be accepted for whatever weird stuff that they're doing. And I'm like, well, no, that's foundationally just not going to happen. That's not how human societies function. And if you think that the way to obtain freedom is to completely uproot human nature and throw it in the garbage can, well, I'm sorry to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have a really hard time doing that. The state is not a small obstacle, so if you want to go and completely and foundationally alter everyone's social behaviors in the process, that's not going to work out well for you. You're just creating more jobs.
So for those out there who hear about whatever drama has occupied the Facebooks for the moment up here in New Hampshire, you should know that it's blown out of proportion. When something shows up on Facebook, it is almost never as seemingly important in real life between the various different parties. Most of the people involved in whatever the dramatic thing are able to exist in the same room together and are able to at least be cordial in person.
If you think Facebook is real life, then go ahead and try to get your food from Farmville. I'm serious. Go ahead, give it a shot. It won't pan out well for you. Yeah. And if you're trying to get your social interactions out of that website, it's not going to work out any better for you either.
Exactly.
People spend entirely too much time on that toxic cesspool of nihilistic and egotistical garbage that is Facebook. And it's toxic. It's terrible.
I totally agree. I wish I didn't have to spend so much time on it myself. I have a love-hate relationship with it. But my main point here is you don't know what this is like until you can get here and experience it. And this comes back to something you were saying, Cecil, and the experience of coming to be in a community of people who actually care about freedom is a pretty interesting one. There's nothing at all in the world that can even come close to what it's like here in this community in New Hampshire. And yes, being part of a community means some of those community members will not get along and they will disagree, and we just have to understand that and move on.
And one of my favorite things after being here for 4 years is seeing new movers come here and just completely become the person that they've always wanted to be. And it's not because people are accepting here, but because they feel comfortable enough because they're around people who at some level have the same base principles as them, you know, non-aggression, that type of stuff. They're able to be the person they want to be, and maybe they're able to come out of their closet, not because people are accepting of them, but because people aren't being critical of them or telling them that, you know, society says you need to be this. You know, people have the freedom to do what they want with their lives, and the folks that are here let other people do what they want with their lives because that's what we want to do.
No, hang on a second. So,
go ahead.
Stand by, Cantwell. We'll continue the discussion here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty of time for you to join us here. Plus, coming up, the Ashley Madison hack. As you know, gigabytes of data were released from this cheating website. But who was cheating on who? Well, it looks like it was actually just a bunch of guys talking. We'll give you more about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.